It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And you know, Scott, have you taken a look over at the DirecTV C&E area this week?
Oh, yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on there. And if you're a Satellite Guys member, please check it out. DirecTV is really, really, really seeking the help of Satellite Guys members for a special CE beta test of their NFL Sunday Ticket online web viewing service, and they're really looking for a lot of beta testers. So please, if you're a Satellite Guys member and have a couple hours to spare, help us out and help DirecTV make the Sunday Ticket even better for everybody.
And not only that, this week C&E testers got a special treat of 1080 progressive VOD from DirecTV.
Oh, I haven't even checked that out yet, so that's kind of surprising to me. I knew it was coming, but I didn't think it would be here this quick.
Yeah, I went ahead and downloaded the movie. There was a special way in the CE area. If you go to DirecTV's website, I'll tell you how to download that movie. But the picture quality is fantastic. It's definitely like Blu-ray quality.
Yeah. One thing I want to specify here on the podcast, and this goes for both Dish Network and DirecTV, and I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, making fun of picture quality of both providers, especially when it comes to 1080p, saying, yeah, sure, it's going to be 1080p. It's going to be highly compressed. It's going to look like crap. Folks, they would not be saying it looks like 1080p unless it actually looked like 1080p. They've been working closely with the MPAA, the movie studios, and even the Blu-ray Association, so that way the picture quality you're seeing is equal to what a Blu-ray movie would look like. They're not going to advertise something like that and have it be not what it's advertised to be, because they'd be getting hit with lawsuits all over left and right just by Blu-ray alone if something didn't look like a Blu-ray movie. Going 1080p is something they've been planning on doing for a long time now. It's been in the works, and it's not just a rabbit they pulled out of their hat saying, oh, guys, let's try sending out 1080p and seeing how it works. It's not like that. It's been worked on for quite a long time now. And again, they've been working with the studios. They've been working with the different associations to make sure that your picture quality is what they say it is. And that's amazing from both companies.
Yeah, Scott, you hit the nail right on the head, and it's especially exciting to see that the consumer's equipment now can handle 1080p, and the fact that DirecTV and Dish Network are both implementing that on the current equipment for the customer, so that way you don't have to get any new equipment other than a 1080p TV if you already don't have one.
Right, and you know, people are saying, well, why would they have Blu-ray quality? Wouldn't that be harming Blu-ray? Yes and no. What people are doing now is they're going out and renting the movies from Netflix and getting the movies that way. What the ultimate plan is from both companies here is to offer you Blu-ray movies as they're released, where you can watch them. You can't record them. You can't save them or anything like that. And when you're done watching the movie, ultimately what's going to happen is there's going to be a window popping up saying, we hope you enjoy this movie. Would you like us to send you a copy on Blu-ray disc? And you can say yes to order it or no to not order it. And that way you can own that movie forever if you liked it. If not, well, you paid your $5.99 or $6.99 to rent the movie. And it wasn't up to your speed. But you saw it the way that it's going to look on a Blu-ray disc.
Yeah, exactly. And I am looking forward to that feature. Like, for instance, my daughter loves Finding Nemo. And right now, at this current moment, Finding Nemo is not available on Blu-ray. But as soon as that's launched early in 2009... that's definitely going to be a movie that I'm going to go out and buy for my daughter. And if I could order it from the push of a remote control button and have it sent to me 2-3 days later, I'm going to do that versus going down to Walmart and buying it whenever I'm down at Walmart.
Right. Neither company's trying to screw you over on picture quality. You know, they both had their points and times where they compressed HD more than it should have been, and that was just because of space. But both providers have made some great strides in their picture quality. DirecTV looks phenomenal, and even Dish Network looks phenomenal. They've really got the MPEG-4 really cooking the signal now, and it looks, you know, pretty pristine. You're not going to get a pure HD signal because of, you know, the bandwidth that a pure HD signal takes, because a satellite transponder won't even handle that much data. But for what you're getting really, really, really good picture quality. And the 1080p, again, the way it looks on your TV is the way it will look if you want to purchase the Blu-ray disc.
Right, exactly, Scott. And while we're on DirecTV, DirecTV launched some new high-definition channels this week that not particularly too many people may have noticed.
Well, yeah, it was a big much to do about nothing. Ultimately, what did the consumer gain? About four or five channels, ultimately. Yes, they made some of the RSNs 24/7, and the big thing was that they added 18 high-definition pay-per-view channels. Now, I know people are upset, and they said, well, how could they launch 18 pay-per-view channels? Those are really just placeholders for when they do contracts. As we talked about in the podcast numerous times, DirecTV 11 is going to be the last satellite going up for a year, if not longer. So they really got to be careful on what they add to make sure what they're adding is really good quality HD programming and not just programming like we've seen from MTV HD, Cartoon Network HD, Comedy Central. Those types of channels where they've had zero HD content. DirecTV wants the best HD possible.
Right, Scott. And I got to be honest, I was one of the guys upset in the forums. And here's the reason why I had such a big problem with it. Was we know that bandwidth is at an all-time low right now, especially with the uncertainty with how soon DirecTV will be able to get another bird up. And it's not looking like until late 2009 in that area. With them being all super selective and everything, there are a couple of channels right now that are currently available to providers like Fox News HD and the Travel Channel HD. And to people to see that they're putting up pay-per-view as placeholders in lieu of those two popular channels, that's what I was really disappointed with, was the fact that, yeah, I can understand that they're going to earn a couple of bucks while they're waiting for other channels to come along the line. But those are two pretty requested channels that people have been waiting on for a long time for.
Right, and I can understand that. And the whole thing is really this bogus channel count that's going on for by both companies. I wish both companies, the marketing managers, would get drawn into a room and someone would hit them in the head really hard with a ruler and tell them to stop this friggin' bogus channel counts, because, yay, you may have 27 HD pay-per-view channels, but you can't watch 27 HD pay-per-view channels. You know, you may have 45 different RSNs in HD, but since it's only games, you know, most of them are only games only in HD, and the games are blacked out unless you have the sports package for that, those channels aren't really available to you either. If you sat down as a regular consumer and called up Dish Network or DirecTV, the channel count of HD channels should be the channel that any average customer could be able to get. On Dish Network, it'd be about 50. On DirecTV, it'd be about 54. HD channels. Knock off this 130 channels of bullcrap, 100 channels of bullcrap, 150 channels of bullcrap. When you give me 100 channels that I can actually watch, call it 100 channels. But not until then. You know, these are just phantom channels that nobody can, you know, get unless they're hacking the system. That's the only way that somebody's seeing 100 channels of HD is if they're hacking the system. It's just stupid, guys. Knock off the bogus numbering.
Yeah, I agree with you, Scott. And over on DirecTV, I understand they have that titanium package that nobody can get. And that would really be the only way. And the fact that that titanium package costs like $10,000 a year or a month or whatever, yeah, that's completely out of the reach of the average consumer.
Right. It just should be the average consumer channel count if they're going to count channels. I mean, you know, looking back, you know, over a year and a half, we've made some tremendous strides in a number of HD channels we've gotten, and we love it, and we want more. We all understand that. But knock off this false advertising saying you're giving me 130 channels when you're only making 54 available to me. I want all 100 channels. I want all 130 channels. I want all 150 channels. You know, that's it. Plain and simple.
Well, Scott, we're going to go ahead and switch gears of the show. And Eastern Arc, what's going on over there?
I wanted to clarify some stuff for people because, you know, people have been emailing me and saying, well, where can I go buy my Eastern Arc dish? You know, can I swing my dish over since, you know, 77 and 72.5, I mean, 61.5 and 72.7, you can hit with a dish 500. Should I go move my dish over for that? The answer is no, 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 no. Currently, you really, really don't want Eastern Arc. Eastern Arc currently is going to be for new customers only. You can go out and buy a dish when they come available on August 20th, but it's not going to do you any good until you get the new security card updates. We're going to go into security card updates in just a second here. But the security card updates are just started rolling out. You're not going to be able to tune in Eastern Arc. So just lay off, wait. Eastern Arc's not going to give you anything that you don't have now. The only real difference is it's going to be MPEG-4 instead of MPEG-2. And while MPEG-4 is going to be nice, it's not going to be worth the headaches. Eastern Arc right now is a beta service. They're just setting it up. It's in the early rollout phases. Wait until it becomes, you know, more available to people. When you have this new smart cards, when the dishes are readily available, and if there's any chance there's any additional programming that's maybe up available on Eastern Arc, then it may be time to switch to Eastern Arc. But don't do it now. Don't waste your money. You're going to be awfully disappointed. I know a lot of people are going to go out and say, I wasted all weekend putting up this Eastern Arc dish and rewiring my house, and I had the new smart cards, and I can't really see the difference between Eastern Arc and Western Arc. I think it was a waste of money and waste of time. And you're going to be seeing a lot of reports of that. I want to tell you now, don't waste your time until it's ready for you to do it. And tune it right here to Satellite, guys, and we'll let you know when's the best time to start looking at Eastern Arc.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that people are excited about this new technology and new equipment. But, it, you know, there's an old saying that says the best thing always comes to someone who's patient and waits. So, you know, just go ahead and wait it out. And, you know, speaking of new smart cards, I'm glad to see that Dish Network is finally securing their system.
Yeah, they're finally securing them. A bunch of Satellite Guys members over the past week have reported receiving new smart cards in the mail. I personally haven't received mine yet, but I'm looking out for them. And they're supposed to start rolling out and go out throughout the end of the year. And the first new channels that are going to come online at the beginning of the year are going to be using, they're going to switching over to the new smart card technology. And within a month or two after that, the entire system is going to be switched over to the new technology. Which is very good. I'm very happy to see it. I'm just, you know, kind of miffed that it takes Dish Network this long to put the cork back on the bottle.
Yeah, I know, but if you're a free-to-air guru, the real free-to-air, not what people call free-to-air for as in hacking, but if you're a free-to-air guru, I would check out eBay here in about a couple months once when they start seeing channels go offline from the old...
Oh, we've seen that already. Yeah, we've seen CoolSats, which is a really good receiver. The CoolSat 5000 is a really good free-to-air receiver. And, you know, because up north in Canada, what used to be known as ExpressView, which is now Bell TV, they've started changing their stuff up there. And the hackers have been getting rid of their free-to-air receivers. And, you know, a good receiver like the CoolSats, the Vortex, and I'm just naming off various receivers here, but they're going for a really good cheap price. I've seen some CoolSat 5000s going for as low as $19 a piece, and that's a really great buy for a great satellite receiver that's does free-to-air, moves your motor, and you know, fully functional free-to-air receiver.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I can't wait for the high-definition free-to-air receiver to start following through, because there is a lot of cool high-definition free-to-air that's up on the C-band side right now that people can get.
Oh, even KU, there's been a lot of baseball games this year up there in HD that's available for taking. No DirecTV or Dish Network needed there. And lots of other great things as well. We're not going to go into details about them because we want those things to stay up there. But a lot of great stuff. You just need to know where to look and when to tune in and have the proper equipment. And you can be enjoying pristine quality HD, because what you're seeing is actually what they're sending out. So if you're seeing I'm just making this up off the top of my head here because I don't actually know what sporting events are up there. But I'm going to say a college football game, let's say. And you tune into it, you're going to see the best picture possible. It's not going to be going to Dish Network or DirecTV where it's going through five different encoders and switching stations and this, that, and the other thing. You're seeing it as it's being sent out, and it's a lot better that way.
Oh, yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful picture. And, you know, speaking of beautiful pictures, and that's going to kind of lead me to what we saw the other day on the Dish Network technical chat, but it wasn't as beautiful as we would have hoped it was.
What a piece of crap that show was.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I got to say about that. It was a piece of crap.
You know, I'm glad that they marketed with Target, because my wife works at Target, so that makes her bottom line a little bit better. But, you know, this is supposed to be a technical forum, not a how to buy stuff at Target forum.
Yeah, it was a complete waste of time. We had a good time in the Satellite Guys chat, as we always do. But everybody in the chat was really, really pissed off, and they had a right to be. And I can tell you that the Dish Network marketing department and the press department, the PR department, and also upper management has heard your complaints about it, and they say they're working on something. I don't know what that means, but they know you guys are not happy about it. If you haven't emailed them and told them what a piece of crap that show was, please do it. There's various email addresses on Satellite Guys, CEO, you know, just send them an email saying, do not feed us crap like that again. Nobody should be tortured to a half hour of pure crap that we were fed off with. And I got to be honest, Bob, the show started off good. I like the new format. I like the fast paced. I like the graphics. I like the feel of it, especially when they threw it to Charlie and it was kind of like the host was interviewing Charlie and they were going back and forth instead of Charlie just going duh for a couple seconds. It was fast paced. It was well edited. And then from there, they went to the Dish marketing lady, the head of marketing for Dish, and she basically took over the show and they lost the total format they had going for the show with the fast paced, the nice graphics and everything like that. And from there, it was all downhill.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, Dish, during the conference calls for, like, that they have every quarterly, they keep blaming the economy. Well, I guess they had to plug Target a little bit and try to get their economy going a little bit so that way they can earn some money on their bottom line.
Yeah, I don't know what you know, they had plenty of things to talk about that could have really went in depth about the 1080p, telling us how that worked. That would have been kind of cool to figure out how they got that working. You know, they could have showed us what it's going to look like when you're ordering to order a 1080p movie. They could have told us more about this turbocharging technology, which is, from my standpoint, just marketing BS. But they should have told us more about Turbo HD. They should have went into a bunch of things. They should have told us about new software coming out and what the new software is, you know, doing for us. And instead, we get how to shop for back-to-school supplies from Target. And it was just a complete waste of time. And I know that, you know, Leslie Harper was part of this show, and she's like the tech queen for Dish Network. But I'm pretty damn sure that it wasn't her idea to be hawking wares for Target.
Right, yeah, there's definitely plenty of technology around Dish Network. For instance, they could have took us across the Gilbert uplink or the Cheyenne uplink. They could have gone into various uplinks like the Moni, the other ones that they have, and explain how all of them work with in conjunction with Gilbert and Cheyenne, all kinds of stuff. But, you know,
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Speaking of uplinks, I don't know if I should say anything yet, but wouldn't it be cool if we could do something from an uplink sometime?
Oh, I know. That would be way cool.
Wouldn't it be cool to have, like, Satellite Guys members be there with us?
Yeah, actually, it would be.
Yeah. Wait, maybe someday.
What are you talking about, Scott?
just an idea popped in my head. I just, you know, my fat head. If you see my thing at Multichannel News, my head is really that big. So that was just an idea going through my fat head.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of uplinks, you know, the whole show got our heads rolling a little bit here at Satellite Guys, and, you know, we saw how much crap it was, and we wanted to know, what would you do if you were in charge over at Dish Network, or even at DirecTV? How would you run things?
Yeah, on my Friday multi-channel news, I actually gave some ideas of some of the stuff I would do, and the list I gave there wasn't everything I'd do, because, you know, I've only got so much space I could write in there because it's got a character limit on it. But I gave some of my ideas, and I asked for the general public to give their ideas, and some of them are going over very well. I've talked to people at Dish who's been reading the comments, and they are paying attention to it, which is kind of interesting. Don't know if it's going to mean anything, but some really, really great ideas out there, and that could make Dish Network jump way ahead of the pack. An interesting question that was posed to me was, well, Scott, you keep talking about Dish Network. What would you do to make DirecTV better? And here we go. I really can't think of much. DirecTV's got everything going for it. The only flaw I see in DirecTV is their equipment. You know, I've got an HR20. I love it, but it's not as good as a Dish Network 622 or 722. It's not user-friendly. You shouldn't have to type in codes like PokeEye Now and crap like that to get features added to it, like 30-second skip or 30-second slip and all this other stuff. And it's not as reliable as the 622 or 722. At one time, Dish Network had horrible, horrible, horrible equipment. But if they turned it around, they made it user-friendly and they made it easy to use, and it just works. And if there's one thing I could change about DirecTV, it would be their equipment.
That's awesome, Scott. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and kind of switch gears for one last thing here. You know, we had a call on the podcast hotline the other day.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we had this question was an awesome and burning question that we tried finding the answer to. And, you know, why don't we go ahead and hear that call?
Let's go to the Satellite Guys podcast hotline.
Hey, Agonizing Fury here. Thanks for the great show, guys. I was just wondering, on Dish Network receivers, the Attention 015 acquiring satellite signal screen, the receiver indicates his progress is steps 0 through 5 of 5. I've always wondered exactly what the receiver is doing during these steps. I asked the question on the Dish Network technical discussion board and haven't gotten a good answer yet, so I was wondering if you guys or any of your inside sources knows exactly what each one of these steps is for. Thanks again for the great show.
All right, well, we have found the answer to that question, and it was actually quite hard trying to get a hold of the Dish Network engineers to give us a specific answer on this, but it does various stuff like checking the smart card, checking hard drive space. What else does it do, Scott?
It does a quick, not a real check switch, but it checks if the certain satellites are there and certain frequencies are there, so that way it can grab the guide data. And also will start streaming the guide data in the background, so that way your receiver has some up-to-date information on it.
Right, and definitely thank you for your call, and if you have a question, feel free to give us a call on the podcast hotline. And we couldn't get the specific order, unfortunately, because that is proprietary Dish Network information. So this is the best we could do for you, but if you have any other questions like that, give us a call. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and anything else you want to see talked about in the podcast hotline. And we're going to try having some special guests coming up over the next couple weeks. I've got a book author who sent me one of his books a couple weeks ago, and I had a chance to check it out. We're going to have him online in a couple weeks. But what would you like to see on the Satellite Guys podcast? We do this for you. We don't do this for our enjoyment, even though we do enjoy it. We do this show so that way you keep tuning in week after week after week, and hopefully you're voting for us on Podcast Alley because you like what you hear. And what would you like to hear? Just let us know.
All right, well, that's music, Scott, and I will see you next week. I'll be making an appearance on Monday Night Raw. Well, not an appearance, but I'll be in the audience.
You'll be one of the heads.
But I will see you next week, and see ya.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.